Do you ever find yourself preoccupied by thinking about food, like what you should be eating, what you shouldn't be eating, what are the rules, what are the macros, what are the calories, what are the carbs? So just so much that it gets so intense and it actually takes away the pleasure of your life. Have you been there? I know I have many times, and it kind of goes up and down in waves. I end up so confused by should I be eating this? Should I be going for high fat? Should I be going for low fat, low carb? Okay, so anyway, that is why I brought on Melissa Lane, who is the person I'm going to be speaking to in this interview. She is an integrative nutritionist and she just knows how to cut the crap and say how it is. So this episode is for you if you want to escape diet culture for good. It's full of tips to help you do just that. So if you're new around here, welcome. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I'm Lisa Welsh, and this is In Bed with Lisa. You're in the right place to get videos that are going to help you to have more pleasure and enjoy more fun in bed, because life is too short for mediocre sex. So if that sounds like something that you like, please go ahead, like, subscribe, rate, and review. It would mean the world to me, but let's dive in. Hello, welcome back to In Bed with Lisa. Today, I'm delighted to be welcoming one of my dear friends who I know you're going to love. Her name is Melissa Lane, and she is an integrative nutrition health coach. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so, so honored to be here, and I can't wait for this discussion.
Me too. I learn a lot from you. I'm really grateful that you're sharing your time. And today, what I want to ask you is a question that I think a lot of us like know deep down, but we don't really like to admit to ourselves. I would love to learn from you. How does dieting steal pleasure from our lives?
I think dieting and diet culture has seeped into our lives more than we know. I know when I became a health coach, I got taught in the modality of IN to integrate nutrition into every area of your life. That's why it's an integrative nutrition health coach. So from your relationships to your finances, to the food on your plate and how you move your body, and creativity and your spiritual connection, everything creates health in your body. And I started on my journey after I've healed my disordered eating and my gnarly relationship with food. But that took about 10 years. And I was helping women just like you and me. And I started realizing that they want to create more health and they want to experience more pleasure and they want to have a bigger experience of life, but something was holding them back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, but they know that an apple is healthier than a bar one. And they know that water might be a better option than soda. Why aren't they choosing that? Why aren't they taking the better option? Why are they not embracing food and movement and this bigger experience of life that I was experiencing after I healed my relationship with food? And I realized that there was something standing in their way. Mm-hmm. And I did a bit of research and I looked at all of my clients' stories and I realized there's this invisible thing that was kind of permeating their mindset and what they believed about food and about themselves and about their bodies. And that thing was diet culture. So for those of you who don't know what it is, diet culture is focusing on your size, weight, and shape of your body instead of your holistic health. So that takes the center stage. And that takes away pleasure because diet culture changes. It's something that we created, right, as a culture. Mm-hmm. And it's linked to a lot of industries, the food industry, the beauty industry, the fitness industry. And it's a means of keeping people small and keeping people under control and pushing certain agendas into the consumer's field so that other people profit from your insecurities. That's the way I see it. So when you start breaking out of that mindset, out of that diet culture-ness in your own life, you start realizing, well, wait, there's nothing wrong with food. I can enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with me. I can look the way I want. There's nothing wrong with my body. It's meant to change throughout my life. There's nothing wrong with this world that we're living in. It's all a construct. It's all these lies that we prescribe to. So when you start breaking out of diets and diet culture, it frees up so much space, not only in your mind, but in your heart and in your soul. And the awareness, really, I think it saves you money. It saves you time. It helps you tackle the real issues in your life. It just gives you a freedom that is profound. Yeah. And you're allowed to enjoy not only food, not only your body, but life in general, because you're not shackled to all of these invisible chains that people call diet culture.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's just hold up a second, because what I want to ask you then is, what happens if we quit dieting? Does that mean that we're just letting ourselves go? Like, if we've been dieting
all
our lives, like I went through years and years of dieting, consistently trying all of the diets I possibly could. And the idea of stopping that terrified me.
Because you feel like you're going to lose control, because you don't realize the diet culture is actually controlling you. When you're in a diet, you give away your power, you give away your control, you give away your authority over your body. And we've been taught to do that in the previous age, whether it's with religious leaders, whether it's in a marriage, whether it's with food, whether it's with our government. We were taught that for our own safety and protection, we need to give over control to other people. And that made us consumers, and that made us weak, and especially for women, that made us play small. And when you realize that you didn't bring yourself into this world, and you don't even control something as basic as your digestion, you're not pumping the blood through your body. You are not making your hormones make those little cocktails and doing all the things in your body. There is this invisible force that is controlling that side of the world. We're not shipping products from other planets. We're not doing any of those things. There is this innate intelligence in each of us, the same thing that turns an acorn into an oak tree. And that is going to tell you, hey, I'm hungry. Hey, I need some water. Hey, I need some rest. Hey, I need to move more. But we're so disconnected from that. And we call that intuition. And our intuition isn't something in our mind. It's not some invisible thing that we bump into along the way. Our intuition lives in our bodies.
Wow.
Okay. Our body is the thing that's going to tell us what we need, what we're feeling. That's a dangerous situation. That's the type of food we need right now. That's the amount of sleep we need. We disconnect. And so we feel like we lose control.
Oh my goodness. You know, what's really just getting to me now, as you're saying this, is that idea that we, like you said, we had no control over how we developed. We developed in the womb, our body knew to grow nails and eyelashes and a pancreas and like a little toenail. It knew all of that stuff. And it tells us when we're hungry and it tells us what we need to eat, but we don't trust that. We don't trust, even though it did everything else. It does everything else. It holds the volumes of blood, it makes us breathe, it reduces, like it does so much stuff, but why don't we trust it to choose what to eat? So funny.
Exactly. Because we've been conditioned by diet culture that we cannot trust our own power. We can't. And it seeps into every area of our life. You'll see people play small, become smaller, be obsessed only with themselves and not the bigger whole of life. If you're obsessed about food and about how your body looks and about the size, shape, and weight of it, you don't have time to consider other people. You don't have time to just be present in the now. And that's where your power is. It's in the now. And so if you just go on like this journey of seeing what is diet culture, how does it play out in your life? Where are you stuck in your subconscious mind in the grips of diet culture? Where do you see it in society, from the movies to social media, to the things that cops are pushing out to you? This is the way you should be looking now. This is the size you should be now. This is the size your bum should be now. And they're not. You'll start to recognize that it takes so much of your time, so much of your mental bandwidth in a day. And when you let that go, you've got more capacity to tune into your intuition, to listen to what your body is saying, to be aware of what you want, what are your needs, taking that ownership of your health, taking that ownership of how you feel about your body and how you show up in the world. And it's scary because blame always feels better than guilt. I learned that from Abraham Hicks. Blame always feels better than guilt. So we kind of like having someone to blame if stuff goes to, you know, fill in the blank. But it really does take away our power and it takes away our joy, because we are sovereign beings. and we're playing small.
You know,
and then we think another pull or another shake or something like that is going to make us feel better about ourselves. And it's not, because we need to step back in our sovereign power. That's the only way.
Wow, Melissa, I love it. And I love how you're just speaking in such big, like big terms and like talking about our power. And it's so true. And I'd also just like to think about like the daily things that change when you're in your, when you're dieting, like the choices you make, the things that you miss out on, because food is such a bonding experience. It is a huge part of culture. I know that in some days when I was dieting years ago, I would question whether I wanted to attend important friend events or family events, you know, think, oh, but what am I going to eat when I'm there? What if I break my diet? Or the temptation is going to be there and I'm doing so well. Like, you know, letting go of the opportunity to eat a cookie that your child has just baked, or, you know, there's so many ways that diet culture in small ways, in really tiny ways, can take away your pleasure in day-to-day life.
And one of the things that I was just thinking about as you explained that, because I think we spoke about it sometime in one of our chats, that a lot of people will kind of hide food, quickly eat some junk food in the car before they go make dinner for their family, hide food in their drawer at work, and then binge on that. And I think it's because diet culture has taught us we're not allowed to enjoy food. We have to be really disciplined, very strict. There has to be, like, everything has to be tracked. Everything has to be counted. That whole masculine energy of structure and of willpower and all of those things. And when you step into your intuition, what a lot of people call your feminine type of energy, when you allow that to come through a little bit, you'll start feeling that you're allowed to enjoy food. Mm-hmm. And you're allowed to enjoy whatever food you want in that moment. And that the enjoyment of that food is going to make a big difference on how your body responds to that food. Mm-hmm. So the thing with me is, I'm never going to say it's okay to just let go and not take care of your body, because the more you connect back with your power, the more you connect back with who you really are and how life can really be, and you want to have this expanded experience of life, you're going to want to have this little meat suit of yours operate at its best, feel its best, have clarity of mind, have longevity. You're going to want to do that. So that will lead to you taking better care of your body in whatever way suits you, but you're going to enjoy the process. It's not going to be the schlep, because diet culture sells us this bill of goods like, oh, I can't have cake because I'm on a diet. Oh, I have to go and work out because I'm on a diet. Oh no, I can't enjoy that with you now, my beautiful child, because next week there's a wedding and I need to fit into a certain size. Otherwise I don't feel good about myself. Yeah. And what I always want to ask people is, what are you doing it for? What are you really doing it for? Because it's the same thing, whether it's about fitting into a certain size or being more toned or all of those things. Are you really doing it for your health? Or are you doing it to get positive attention? Are you really doing it for your health? Are you doing it because when you were a little girl, someone made fun of you about your cheeks being too fat or your bum being too big, and you're still trying to make yourself feel worthwhile?
Yeah.
And you're still operating out of that 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 7-year-old. You're not even stepping into your sovereign power of the age you are now. You're still operating from that child's mindset. Yeah. We think we're aware. We think we're conscious. We're not. We're living patterns and patterns and patterns of life. And it makes us feel in control in a world that is not meant to be controlled. Life is always going to change. Your diet is always going to change. Your needs of your body are always going to change. Sometimes you need to rest. Sometimes your body is going to be a little softer than other times. Sometimes your body shape is going to change, and that's okay. We're going to get wrinkles. We're going to get gray hair. Sometimes we're going to have illness in our body. Sometimes we won't. But resisting that will lead to suffering. Gosh. And then we want to blame ourselves. I'm not worth it. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I don't have willpower. You're setting yourself up to fail. Mm-hmm. The only way you can break out of that is to recognize it Step into that awareness and really step into that power of, I'm going to own my shit. I'm going to own it. And I'm going to allow things to change, knowing that that same thing that brought me in, that same power that's digesting my stomach, that same thing that's allowing life to thrive around us without shipping in things from other planets, is going to take care of me. And I'm allowed to enjoy the journey. And sometimes not. Sometimes it sucks, and that's okay too, because it's a polarity planet. But you're allowed to be human.
Yeah.
Not this perfect robot that we're trying to create.
Wow, Melissa, that was so powerful. So powerful. And, you know, ultimately what you're saying is that we are worthy. We don't need to go on this diet to make ourselves more worthy if that's what we're really doing it for. Yeah, just to try and capture everything that you said there. Like, not only are we judging ourselves based on these rules of diet culture, but we're judging each other. And that also is our pleasure. Like, we could talk about that for a whole other half an hour.
We could. And the way that we use it as a status, I know in my own life, I thought I was noble if I could eat less than other women. Now I eat more than I ever thought possible, but it's got nothing to do with my worth, and it's got nothing to do with your worth. If you see yourself judging someone on the size, weight, and shape of their body, you need to go and do some deep inner work. You need to see who did that to you, who made you feel that way, who made you feel inferior or superior. If we use those standards, we're never going to ever be able to experience pleasure, because the moment we deviate from those standards ourselves, we will deem ourselves not worthy. And then we will just take a little bit more pleasure away. Mm-hmm. Just have a smaller experience of life, because that's what pleasure is. So let's make it practical. How do we have more pleasure with food? We have a bigger experience of life. We allow ourselves to enjoy food in the moment. We don't tie negative emotions, or I don't even like the word negative emotions, certain emotions like guilt and shame, to something as innocent as food. Everything's neutral. The way our bodies look is neutral. We attach meaning to it. You attach meaning to the food that you're eating. You attach meaning to the body that you have. So how about you just go back to neutral? You just say, this is a neutral experience. Do I enjoy it in the moment or not? Is this something I want to continue or not? Is this the type of food I want to have again or not? And then obviously doing really practical things like breathing before you eat, sitting down, having a moment with your food, touching it, using your senses, smelling the food, savoring it, not eating while you're driving in the car, taking that moment to just be with this pleasure-filled thing we call food. Yeah. It can even be a cup of coffee in the morning, but really savoring it and then seeing what comes up. Do you allow yourself that moment? Do you allow yourself that pleasure? Or are you already thinking about the emails you need to send and the kids you need to get to school or all of those things? Just allowing yourself those moments of pleasure with food. Yeah. And then learning about food so that you can choose the best ones for you and your body and your journey.
And that's where you come in. So I'm loving this. I'm loving it. So escaping the diet culture can give us more pleasure in our life. It can allow us access to so many more pleasurable moments, pleasurable connections, pleasurable, delicious treats and fresh food. It's just so, yeah, that's the kind of life that I want to live. So Melissa, please tell us, how can we learn more about escaping diet culture? How can we work with you?
I have got a couple of offers coming up at the end of this year, 2022. From September on, we're going to be running programs again, a lot of great things. For now, if you're listening at this moment before September, I do a lot of one-on-one coaching where I figure out packages for you and we spend some time together and I help you as a coach just transform the way that you look at food, the health goals you have, to really break out of diet culture mindset and actually step into your true health, what that looks like for you and your life. So people can contact me via my website, melissalane.com. I love social media. I'm one of those people who is actually social on social media. So I like to get to know you. So send me a message on social media, also Melissa Lane Wellness there. And I'm on most of the platforms, so you can find me there. I've also got a podcast, a self-development and self-empowerment podcast, the LifeCraft podcast. In episode 15, I speak about diet culture in depth and how you can start breaking out of it. And then I also share some tidbits along the way with like amazing people like you who've been on the LifeCraft podcast. So people can find me in all of those spaces, but really reach out, even if it's not for coaching, reach out so that I can get to know you, see how freedom looks when it comes to food. We can't be what we've never seen. Look at my journey. Follow along, see if it's something that you want to step into as well. There are so many people that want to help. There are so many avenues for you to find your health, your true health. I'm just one. And see if it's for you. Otherwise, I can just send you to all the other people that are there willing to help you as well, because it's a team effort. And it's just a beautiful journey when you've actually got space for other things other than calorie counting and tracking and dieting.
Melissa, thank you so much. That was just so packed with wisdom. I'm very grateful, and I do definitely vouch for you. You say you're social on social media. You really are. I absolutely love following you. I learned so much. So thank you for shining your light and spreading your message. And I'd love to hear from you if you learned something from this episode today. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on diet culture. If you're still trapped within it, if you've escaped it, share in the comments. We would both love to hear from you. Thank you again, Melissa, and we will be sure to chat again soon.
That's all for today. What was your biggest takeaway? Do you think you can see diet culture for what it is and maybe start to escape from its clutches? Let me know in the comments what you thought. And if you would like more free educational content on how to have fun in bed, then head to my website, inbedwithlisa.com/free-resources to get my 56-page ebook, The A to Z of Fun Sex, which is going to show you 26 fun ideas that are going to make you want to cancel tonight's plan. So be warned. Thank you so much for sticking around, and I'll see you next time.